Welcome to episode 129 of the Chase the Red Grape podcast. I'm Jen, here with David.
Hello.
And today we're going to try out a new format and something that we've been thinking about doing on the podcast for a wee while, and we're actually going to like bite the bullet and do it. So we are going to start doing podcasts every 2 weeks called Did You See This? And the whole point in these podcasts are our coverage on what got us fired up this week. So everything from big news headlines, small fluff pieces, tweets, memes, just everything in modern day news that we've been keeping track of over the week and things that we want to talk about because they've got us fired up.
Yeah, and the modern day news is quite a specific thing, because nowadays the news isn't just the one at 6 o'clock in the evening that you watch on the TV. It's that and the news app on your phone and Facebook and your friends and Instagram and Twitter and the internet and everything in between. So that's why this kind of stuff will cover everything involved with that.
And I really think that it's definitely a direction that we've wanted to go, because if you were a fly on the wall on the Fotheringham household, you would see that constantly throughout the week, David and I are sending each other articles and stories and things that we've found that we have an opinion on, or we have outrage on, or we're happy about, or just different things. And I feel like this is where we are in today's world. We all have a reaction to things because we're constantly bombarded by news. As David was saying, today's media is everywhere. You carry it about with it on your phone constantly. So we're constantly given all these stories, and we want to talk about these stories because we do together. So we want to talk about them with you.
Yeah, and we've decided on the name of Did You See This? Because most of those messages start with Did You See This? Because there is so much news that often things are missed, and sometimes they are big things and sometimes they are little things, and it can very easily, within the space of an hour, something that could have been quite a big news story to you personally can suddenly get swamped behind, you know, the next 100 posts. It's now lost at the bottom of the list. So that's why at times we'll talk about big things and times we'll talk about little things or obscure things or random things that we found. So it can cover a heck of a lot.
Yeah. So let's get started. So the first thing that we want to talk about was, it was a post that someone had put on Twitter, I think it was originally.
Yeah.
But we saw it down the line on Instagram, and it was a tweet that someone had written, and I'm gonna quote the tweet just now. So she said, "I've just learned that the slight bump of a girl's stomach is our literal uterus. I feel like this should be taught more in school because I literally almost killed myself trying to get rid of my uterus." Now, she was saying it in like a joking way. She was basically going like, "I spent all this time at the gym trying to get rid of this bump at the bottom of my stomach, this little pooch,"
yeah,
as a lot of women call it. And she was like, "I never realized this was my actual uterus. It was my actual anatomy, you know, it's..."
Yeah, it was part of you. It wasn't, it's not just like a quote-unquote, don't really like the word, but belly, you know, it's part of how you are designed.
It was part of her structure. And she was like, why didn't I ever get taught this? Because maybe if I'd been taught it, then I wouldn't have almost kill myself trying to get rid of it in the gym.
Yeah.
So David sent this quote over to me, and he was like, "What? This is crazy."
Yeah.
And I don't think you were expecting my response.
No, I kind of thought, I mean, I saw it and kind of went, "Oh yeah, I suppose I'd never been taught that, and I'd never really thought about it." And then I read that and I was like, "Oh yeah, that kind of makes sense." So I sent it to you thinking you would go, "Yeah, of course. Like, we all get taught this when we're 9. All the girls get told this."
And my reaction actually was, "Yep, I never knew that that was my uterus either. And I did. I hated that little bump at the bottom of my stomach all through my teens. in my 20s, I was desperate to make it flat because all you ever see are pictures of women who have a flat stomach.
Yeah.
And that includes that little bit down below where, you know, you have this little uterus pooch.
Yeah.
And genuinely, I thought that that was something to get rid of. And I never realized that that was a natural part of my body. And it was only when I was, you know, in the depths of my eating disorder and I was literally skin and bones, I still had that pooch because guess what? It's my bloody uterus.
There's something behind it. And as I found, you know, look into it a bit more, some women have more or less of that pooch because that's just the way their body is set up. Like with everything in life, everybody is a little bit different. But in general, that's why. So either the people you see in the, you know, the photos of, it's either, you know, the classic Photoshop thing, or that is just how naturally they are. I mean, and it's somewhere in between the two, perhaps.
I mean, it's one of those things where you cannot tell me that every famous female singer or every famous female who walks a red carpet naturally does not have a pooch.
Exactly.
That's a heap of crap.
The chances of that are very slim.
The reality is we've all been told that we need to wear Spanx to press that in, to literally suck our uterus in so that bit is flat. Yeah. Because heaven forbid we wear something tight on a red carpet or to a or even a Christmas party.
Yeah.
That shows that little pooch that we all naturally have. You know, we've got to shove it in. We've got to literally wear underwear that pulls every single tiny bump that we have in, because that's the way we should look.
See.
So I think with this comment that she was making, she was saying it in like a comical way. But she was basically going, why the hell did no one tell me at school that we all have this? We all have this pooch. And it's literally there because we have an entire, you know, compared to men, we have this entire, like,
system.
Almost like ecosystem.
Yeah.
This thing inside us that creates life, which, of course, is probably going to have a little bit of a pooch, if you will. Which,
it's going to take up some space.
It's going to take up some space. So you're probably going to see it from the side.
Yeah. Like, so your system, for want of a better word, is more complex than guys are. And ours is dangling out the outside. So yours has to fit into your body and take up space. So, you know, it's probably going to stick out a bit because there's only so much space inside of a person. So imagine if this was flipped the other way and you were saying about wearing all the underwear and the guys had to wear it to, like, stick it back in and no bumps and stuff. We would just be like, no. But you've had to, like, put up with this crap because it's that classic thing at school of, if you don't get taught that everybody is like this, you assume you are the only one.
Yeah.
And that goes for every single kid at school, boy or girl. If you aren't told explicitly everybody is like this to some degree, you will assume you are the only one.
Yeah.
And you have no other way of finding out, because you're probably not going to be brave enough to turn around to your friends and go, do you also have XYZ, or is your body shaped like this, or whatever, because that to a teenager is weird.
And don't get me wrong, I mean, schools have an endless list of the things that they should teach you. And yeah, okay, it should be your parents that are teaching you about it, probably. But the great thing about teaching something in schools is a teacher is standing there in front of everyone going, everyone has this. Everyone is the same.
Yeah.
You know, this pooch is normal. And all these girls are going, yeah, you're right. But if you've got one parent who's saying this is normal, and another parent says nothing. You know, you're going to have
yeah.
a bit of, well, is my mum just saying it because, you know.
She's just trying to be nice or, yeah, yeah. whatever.
But let's all start going, okay, we all have a pooch. Hell, like, women who have had babies, you know, their uterus has grown massively to encompass this baby. So guess what? For a lot of women, it doesn't just suddenly snap back into place. And, you know, some women who have had babies, I think I've heard in that sphere, so people who have had children talk about their baby pooch, you yeah. know, I've kind of heard about that. And I think it's, you know, fantastic that there's this normalization and conversation and things like that about that, because duh, they carried a life in there. Yeah. What do you expect? But I think we've also got to be like, well, guess what? Even women who haven't had children,
yeah.
they have this pooch. Some women have this pooch, which is their uterus. So let's stop all these women who are frantically going nuts in the gym doing 50 million sit-ups every day because they think it's going to make their stomach flare, when it's not, because it's their freaking uterus. Anyway, you can see why that one us a bit hyped up.
But it's that's the classic stuff with these kind of stories. It was just effectively a meme or a post or whatever on social media, and these kind of conversations that we had. So this is these kind of things that we're wanting to talk about.
And the next one was one David was telling me about yesterday, actually, and I knew we had to talk about it.
Yeah, so this was some kind of sponsored post or whatever for Netflix, and it came up with something along the lines of the Tall Girl. Like the movie, it's a Netflix movie called Tall Girl, and it's shot up with that. And I, you know, obviously married to Jen, who's 6'1", and I'm like, oh, Tall Girl, this might be like Jen. And it's basically this whole story about how this, I mean, I've only seen the trailer, but how this girl at school is struggling.
High
school is struggling because none of the boys fancy her because she's tall and that's weird and all of these kind of things. And I watched like the 2-minute trailer and I was almost like slightly offended on Jen's behalf before even talking to her about it, because I just felt it was, they'd basically done the whole high school trope kind of thing of certain type of person doesn't get the boys / girls, depending on which side of the story it is, because of X. And in the 90s, it used to be because they're a nerd or geeky, or they're ugly, or poor, or whatever.
Or so, all they just need is a makeover, yeah. and suddenly they're popular.
Yeah, or just to take their hair out of a ponytail. That'll do it. And it just seemed to be they'd run out of those, or they weren't acceptable anymore. So now they just put the tall girl. And I was like, first of all, kids go through enough at school. I almost felt bad for anyone that was, say, at high school who was tall, because now this is just going to point more attention at them. And they probably already were feeling it. Like, you went through it.
Yeah. So when David was telling me about it, and I had to take a minute to kind of process my thoughts on it, because the reality was, at secondary school, if you were tall like me, a tall girl, you didn't get the boys, because literally every single boy in my class was shorter than me.
Hmm.
And even boys who you got on really well with were just like, it's just odd. They just didn't see you in that way because they literally looked up to you.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's because boys take longer to grow than girls. So, yeah. Of course, you know, by the time we were all leaving secondary school, they were starting to catch up, you know, with yeah. me. But I was still one of the tallest people in my school, hands down, you know, boy or girl. And as a result, the boys don't fancy you. And you are the odd one out. And you can't hide because you're literally towering above everyone.
You stand out.
You stand out. Now, I had to bend down to talk to my friends.
Yeah.
Because some of them were significantly shorter than me, which not only is it a pain in the ass, it's a bit demoralizing. You know, you feel like, oh, I just wish I was like them. So never mind like boys, just with your friends, it was hard. But boys, it was really hard, and it was really, I mean, this could be a whole other podcast on its own, what it was like growing up as a tall girl. But I think what really got me about this program, about this movie, is the fact that, yes, she's tall, but she's gorgeous, she's blonde, and she's thin. Right? So it's almost like, well, yeah, you know, she's tall, but like when this exchange student comes who's taller than her and they fall in love because finally there's a tall guy in the school and of course he wants to go out with the tall girl, which is a heap of crap because guys just want to go out with tiny little pocket rockets. That's all.
Hey.
Okay, that's another rant. But anyway, that was my experience. And, you know, it was suddenly like, well, of course he's going to fall in love with her because she's pretty. And, you know, and I'm like, all tall girls, they're not all, I mean, the majority of us are not supermodels. We're not all tall and thin and scrawny and, you know, look, you know, just perfect, apart from just being that wee bit tall. You know, we're not all supermodels. And I think that's what I found in school as well. You know, we are, it's really hard because they're trying to like, it's basically back to those 1990s and noughties, like teen movies.
Yeah.
It's basically, you know, as soon as there's a tall guy there, suddenly she's gorgeous and pretty and everyone sees how wonderful she is. You know, as soon as they took the glasses off the geek,
yeah.
Oh, she's stunning and beautiful, and we'll put her in a nice, like, little black dress, and everyone will see how wonderful she is. And it's this whole concept of, if you're a tall girl, all you need is that one guy that's taller than you, and all will be well in the world. All you need is that man.
Yeah, so I think that that's why it felt really odd. Like, in this whole time where you would think we've moved on, there's been a lot of talk about it, still, the one thing to make this person happy is just finding a man that will like her. And I get that, you know, having, you know, been gone through school and all that, but it just seemed a really odd thing to be putting out there. And the tall girl bit just seemed to be like, well, no one's done that one yet, so we'll just do that one.
Yeah, it's that whole concept of teens growing up, and we, as we're saying, we both did, our life will just be complete when we have a boyfriend or girlfriend.
Yeah. And I get that that's part of like high school and stuff, but it just felt very odd.
Yeah, Netflix, that
this was the thing. Like, Netflix has done so much like pushing boundaries and all these kind of things, and then they kind of go, oh, maybe we should just do one of these.
Yeah, it just feels like, you know, where we're at this point in the world where we should be pushing boundaries on that kind of thing, and talking about like and talking about real issues, not like your life will be complete when you get a boyfriend or girlfriend. And lo and behold, this is just another one that they've thrown out where teens will watch it and go, oh, my life will just be complete. All I need is a tall girl like myself. All I need is that one exchange student to come in, or that new kid to come in school, or for one boy to just get a growth spurt, and suddenly all my life will be complete. It's like, no. We need to start talking about other issues in school because there's that.
And they had it was literally a carbon copy of these old films, because she even has a guy friend and they've been friends since forever, but he's short. so she won't accept him for, and probably they'll end up together at the end. I don't know, probably. That's how they all went. And I don't, it just seems odd. There's enough of those films. You can just rerun those.
Do you think that's what's going to happen in the end? In the end, they realise that height doesn't matter and you can have a short man with a tall woman and everything's so wonderful because...
Probably, because oh, he was God. There all along.
Yeah.
That nonsense.
Oh.
It just seems so backwards and old. Like, literally, you could just rerun the other ones. There's but enough
then,
of them.
But then if she ends up with the short guy in the end, then it's like, oh no, we've made it more modern because we've shown that you don't need to be with, oh, I don't know. Yeah. Right, I if anybody out there actually watches it, let me know what you think, and let me know what the outcome of the story is, because I ain't gonna be watching it because I think it just like make me mad.
One other bit that's definitely unrealistic is at one point there's a prank call. Who the hell calls anybody anymore? Like, it wasn't to a landline, at least they figured that one out. But nobody calls each other.
And finally, our last news story that we want to highlight this week is something that, as Brits, I don't think we cannot talk about. We're totally doing a very, very different here. We're going down the politics spectrum. And it's Boris Johnson, who is the British Prime Minister, if you don't know.
How
you might not know that, but currently the UK Parliament are on their summer holidays, but they're due to be coming back. But Boris Johnson has suspended Parliament over Brexit. So, the headlines are basically Boris Johnson has suspended Parliament for a longer period so that MPs can't come in and make a ruckus basically over us not having a potential no-deal Brexit.
Yeah, if you don't let the MPs in Parliament, then they can't vote things against you to make your life harder, basically. So you basically just lock them out, and then they can't do anything.
And Boris Johnson went this is actually legal. He's perfectly within his rights to do it. Now, whether or not we all believe that it's democratic, that's besides the point. The point is he was allowed to do it. He asked the Queen permission to do it. She granted it because she has no jurisdiction to be able to not grant it. It's within the rules. So
it's more the timing of it with Brexit, not the actual doing of suspending Parliament. It's the timing of it that's the odd thing.
And the media coverage of this was obviously huge because it is a big deal. Everything right now is on Brexit. Every single Brit right now is like, what the hell is going on? We don't know. We're so confused. And this just added fuel to the fire. And it made people even more outraged. They felt like it was very undemocratic. And they felt like MPs were being kept at bay. And everyone has an opinion on it. And that opinion is based on what media coverage they basically have watched or read regarding this topic.
Yeah, so there's a massive opinion both ways. Some people are like, this is the best thing, well done. This is the worst thing, this is terrible. And everything in between. And the reason that I wanted to bring it up in the podcast wasn't because of what it was. It is what it is. But I think where everyone needs to be careful is you tend to have your preferred news source, whatever that is, whatever country you are in. And that's one thing. And then you tend to form your opinion based on that. So even in the UK, you know, we have good old BBC, and we see that as very impartial. That's how it was always done. It may or may not be. Some people disagree that it is. Some people agree that it is. Whatever. It's just one source. And as we said at the start, now your sources are Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and random websites and your pal and your nan and your whatever. Everybody's got a something. And I think that this story in particular really made me think, gosh, we really need to be careful what we're forming our opinions on, because everything said, Parliament is out for weeks now, 5 weeks. Oh my gosh, this is ridiculous. In the end, the actual number is about 4 days. That's the only difference that he made, because Parliament is closed because every year around the same time because of the party conferences. So they were already going to be shutting down for 3 or 4 weeks anyway. So it's just how people from certain sources have picked it up. Some will say 5 weeks. That sounds terrible. 5 weeks, that's ridiculous. Now, 4 days isn't good either, because we need as much debate as possible on this, I feel. But also, it's also understanding what is actually happening in the real world. That I've tried to research this, and I don't know it all. Definitely don't know it all. Because I don't know how European legislation and law works, because I haven't studied it. And I'm sure even those that have still don't know it all. But there are people, the prime ministers and the leaders of the countries aren't the one that are going to get this deal actually done. It's the negotiation teams from each country who, doesn't matter if Parliament's shut in London, because those negotiation teams are still sitting around, and they're people that nobody knows their name. You know, as I said to you today, their grandma probably goes, oh, my grandson's involved with that, or my granddaughter's involved with that. But we don't know who they are. But they're the ones that are actually making the real deals here. And I think I get really frustrated when people just are making these snap judgments on things and they haven't necessarily thought about it. And I've been guilty of that, because you read something and you make a reaction. You go, oh my goodness, or whatever. But we need to think a bit.
I think where we're wanting to really sum this up with what we're talking about is, it's frustrating because we've got one of the biggest things happening to our country in a long time. Us leaving the EU is massive.
Yeah.
Us leaving with a no deal is massive. And it's going to affect every single one of us.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, there is no unbiased coverage of this so that we can just go and get the facts. Everybody has an opinion on this. Everybody in the UK has an opinion on this and what they think. And unfortunately, these opinions are often very misguided and they're not factually accurate, because where they're getting this information from is either from heavily biased news, it's from social media, or it's from their friends and family. And you know what happens when you say, oh, did you see this? Every time that's filtered down to the next person, it's distorted and changed just that little bit, so that by the time it's reached that fifth or sixth person, it's so ridiculous. But yet people's opinions are being shaped on that. And I think this is where I feel like I just wish everyone would be like, okay, I'm going to stick to the major news outlets, but I'm going to take everything with a pinch of salt. And if I really want to vocalize my opinion on this, I'm going to make sure that I know the facts before I do. Even if finding those facts are ridiculously hard.
Yes, and in this case, the facts are very difficult because they're all hypothetical and ifs, and you know the amount of people unemployed might range from 1,000 to 500,000. I'm making up those numbers, but you know what I mean. Like again, depending where you pluck those numbers from, thereby, and it's really, really hard, and you might not get either the answer that you like, you might not really get an answer, but that in itself is an answer.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't need a black or white. We need to just find out what shade of grey it was, maybe.
Yeah.
And that's maybe the best you can do.
So as a result, like I'm kind of making a vow myself to watch, read, wait, If something particularly outrages me, I do a bit more information, a bit more digging to find out what's really going on. But I'm being really hesitant in myself to vocalize my opinion, especially on, here in the podcast, you know, when it comes to Brexit, I'm trying to be observant and be ready to take action if I feel like I need to take action, but also being very aware that I probably have not been told the full story and I'm probably not really aware of what's exactly going on.
Yeah, and you may never get told the full story. You may have to go get more of it. And as I said, none of us are probably ever going to get the full story because that would involve, you know, 25 years of research and a PhD in a lot of this information. But you're never, if you're waiting to be fed information, you will be given whatever is on that spoon. So if you're not happy with that, you need to go find your own food, your own sources on this. And sometimes they'll taste horrible and sometimes you won't agree with them, but at least you've tried all the different flavours, as it were.
Yeah, and I'm sure Brexit will be something that we will be speaking about on Did you see podcasts in the future?
Yeah.
Because it is very impactful right now, and it's something that we are very concerned about, and we'll just see what happens. But yeah, as I said, like, you know, when I say be ready to take action, you know, that might be contacting my local MP and letting them know how I feel about things, or letting them, or asking them questions or my concerns, because they are my representative in Parliament and they are the people who can give voice and actually make a change, and they're the people that we need to engage with. So they are the ones that I'm almost like, you know, even though they represent a political party which will have a certain slant on the way things are done, you know, they're the people who can really hopefully answer my questions. And, you know, it's just a whole mess right now, and we'll just see what happens. But yeah, I feel a bit deflated when I talk and think about Brexit. But anyway, I'm gonna call it there, because yeah, I feel like this conversation could go on and on and on.
But having done the first one of these style of podcasts, you can see there we've kind of tried to pick a few different things from mainstream, maybe, or big articles, small things we saw, might be things that we overhear in the street or stuff like that. So there's going to be a range of things on these.
Yeah.
On these podcasts. And if you see anything that you think, oh, well, I'd like them to discuss this, or maybe they'd be interested in that, then just ping it over to us, and that would be a really cool way to see what other people are interested in. And
yeah, if it's a story that's featured on Instagram, you can always tag us in it. But you can also send us stories by email, chasetheredgrape@outlook.com. We would love that. We would love if you spot things out and about in the wild that you would like us to address or talk about, or even if you just want to know our opinion on it. And vice versa, if there's something that we are talking about on this podcast and you've got an opinion on it, or you've got something that you want to share with us, then please comment on the posts that go along with this episode. Or once again, you can send us an email at chasetheredgrape@outlook.com. That's the one. And yeah, we want to know what you think. You're hearing what we think. We want to know what you think. So please feel free to comment on this, because these topics are going to be something that, you know, big or small, we want to know.
Yep.
But hopefully that's got you thinking, and maybe you can go and have a chat with someone about it. But we will see you all next week for more fun chat and discussion. Bye for now.
Bye.